This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, NERA workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and women out there getting the job done, coast to coast, border to border. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You also can find us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of the different things we have over there for you to look at. And joining us right now, our number two, the professor of politics himself out there in La La Land, California, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, did you have something you wanted to ask me?
Well, I did, yeah. We were talking during the break. And, folks, you're going to get a chance to hear the captain again on the radio this weekend on Saturday night, 7 p.m. That's right, Captain, on Brook, Brook Talks America.
Yep, and if you can't get the show because you're not here in the local area, because it's on my flagship station, go to the website, brooktalksamerica.com, or go to theanswertampa.com, and you'll be able to hear the show. We are going to talk about two different things. Number one is little Dr. Fauci, and number two is the United States of Florida, and that's the topic of the discussion, the United States of Florida.
Very cool. Sounds exciting.
Yep, it's going to be interesting. Now, got to talk about something that we kind of brushed over. Hour number one, the Senate Republicans on Friday panned President Joe Biden's latest infrastructure proposal, and they're expected to make a new offer as talks grind towards next week's deadline for progress in a bipartisan deal. Now, Biden has come down to $1 trillion, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he's also come down to something, well, there was something else in there that was tying things up.
The corporate minimum tax.
Yeah, 15%.
He's agreeing to 15 instead of 28.
So I don't know where that's going to go, but what do you think just off the bat here?
Well, of course, when Joe Biden talks about infrastructure, he doesn't necessarily mean, and likely does not mean, roads, bridges, the kinds of things that we can point to in the big world and say, that needs fixing, that needs fixing. But they're talking about other stuff that, where they're expanding the definition of the word infrastructure. And I think this is where the big tie-up is with the GOP. Also, of course, the spending price tag. But I think it's significant that he moved on the tax percentage.
Okay. We have a caller. It's Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, West Coast Kyle. Captain, I'd like to speak on Mexico. You know, the Mexican military ranks 46 of 140 out of the countries considered for the annual GFP review. Now, two United States CBP Border Patrol shoot it out with cartel members. Drug cartels are kidnapping.
Let me stop you. They found out that was not the cartel shooting at them. It was something that caused them to think they were being shot at, and then they opened up.
Okay. Well, the torturing the living hell out of these people to rat and give addresses as to where all of the police live. Now, the cartel assassins goes out and murder the officers and the family. This is the same crap strategy they used a while back when they were killing town mayors and judges. Mm-hmm. Now, all of the cartels need to be put on the terrorist watch list. The time is now for the Mexican and the United States military to go after these cartels on a prong attack, ground, water, and air attacks. Mm-hmm. They are manufacturing billions of drugs in our backyard. Mexican cartels are flying drones, to spy on border patrols. We know that for sure.
Yep.
They are using various sizes of drones to carry 15 to 30 pounds of drugs from point A to point B. And finally, Captain, over 90 politicians in Mexico have been assassinated by organized gangs and cartels in Mexico. We just lost a woman who was running for mayor in a small town in Mexico. The cartel warned her that they were going to kill her. So she dropped out of the race 3 days before that. And they still came and killed her and was looking for her entire family to kill them, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Kyle. Have a great day.
All right, you too. And that is true. You knew that, right, Kyle, that they were not shot at by the cartel, that was something that they attributed to being gunshots, but it wasn't.
Right, exactly. And what Elliot was talking about there is just, it's just devastating. After people.
Let me try real quick to get this caller in. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. The 15%, it sounded like a flat tax for corporations, which kind of sounds like a good idea, because some of those loopholes leave them paying like $3 in taxes. So I kind of thought that was interesting.
Why is a loophole a loophole? So people don't pay taxes.
Exactly. But $3? Thank you.
All right. Yeah, well, $3 is nothing. Some of them, Kyle, were paying $0.
Zero. That's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
$0. That's the point. Okay, we'll be right back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher's studio is about 30 feet away from where I'm sitting right now, around the corner, in the back, and that's where he wants to be, facing the back door, so I can make a quick getaway. Anyway, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program brought to you by my good friend Mike Lindell, who has become a good friend of the show. He's been listening to us, come to find out, for the last couple of years, and I did not know it until he reached out to me about becoming one of his spokesmen, which I now am. And you can go to their website, mypillow.com. Take a look at all the things that they have to sell there, and then use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's CAPTAIN, C-A-P-T-A-I-N, CAPTAIN. And you'll get the discounts, the deep discounts that are there as a result of that. By the way, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 if you'd like to do that too. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And save yourself some money, and thanks to the people that are already over there taking advantage of that. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You got something you want to talk about?
Well, yes, we have some more news coming out of California. First, we talked about the overturning of the 1989 assault weapons ban, but that, of course, is still in process. There's a stay on that right now. We're going to the Ninth Circuit. But also, Governor Gavin Newsom announced earlier on Friday. Now, this was when I think they were giving out the first cash prizes for people who got the vaccinations.
No beer?
Believe it or not.
No beer?
No beer, yeah, but just the cash prizes. There are going to be some pretty hefty ones coming up here pretty soon. But I believe he was asked about whether or not California was going to lift its state of emergency when these general COVID restrictions fall away on June the 15th. And evidently, the governor is not inclined to end the state of emergency. California will still be in a state of emergency. And it's really, I think what the key factor is, Captain, is that as long as he keeps the state in a state of emergency, agency, they can continue to make pronouncements, basically, or rule by decree.
Yeah.
Because the California Supreme Court, I believe, said that they could continue these kinds of things as long as the state of emergency was in power or if the legislature puts an end to it. And so they want it to keep going, basically. And so we'll see how this continues. But, you know, don't hold your breath on whether or not California will be completely free of Gavin Newsom's COVID directives anytime soon.
Well, you mentioned guns. The NRA yesterday dropped their lawsuit against the New York Attorney General in Texas, and they're pursuing their claims now in Manhattan, which is what a judge told them they had to do to begin with. So there you go, and we'll see how that all works out. In addition, the COVID vaccine, that's why I asked you about beer, the COVID vaccine initiatives now include beer and, you ready for it, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Guns.
Interesting.
Guns.
Wow.
So get the shot, get a gun.
Well, I guess so, but you know, Captain, again, these are designed, especially in California, and there's going to be prizes. Several people are evidently going to win $1.5 million at some point. And if you've got your shot and you're on record with that, then you're already automatically entered. So it's very interesting, the links that they, especially in California, they're going to try to get people who have not been vaccinated yet to go out and get their COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah. Also, the special prosecutor, Bull Durham, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Bull Durham. Yeah. He's delays, there's a delay on the Trump FBI report. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't think anybody else does either. Is he just going to sit there and kick it right up to the last minute?
Well, as I understand it, I don't think that they can out-and-out end his investigation, but I'm sure that there are ways of slowing the wheels of it, as it were. That's right. We're not hearing any – well, and this has been indicative of the Durham investigation. There haven't really been leaks, you know. So if he's got something good – perhaps it'll come out all in one fell swoop, but very different, say, than from the Mueller investigation.
Now, Kyle is saying that California is broken. I can attest to that because there's a story that I have that I was going to talk about here in the next segment. I'll mention it right now instead. $8.8 billion in taxable revenue has left the state of California.
Well, exactly. A lot of people are leaving, and this is one of the reasons why it's been talked about in the legislature. You know, can you, keep people paying tax in California for years if they leave the state? But of course, it applies to very, very high income or very, very high, asset values and so forth that people may hold. But it's a way of saying you could. It's honestly, it's like that song, Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like.
Let's
never leave. Let's
understand something about tax laws. If you move out of California, or you move out of New York, or you move out of Illinois, let's say you move to Florida, and you become a resident of Florida. You no longer have to pay taxes in that state that you came from unless, of course, you're running a business there. Then you have to pay business taxes. And if there's a laws applicable to where you have to pay the income tax there, then you have to pay the income tax. But if you move everything to Florida or a state where there's not an income tax, then guess what? They don't get a dime.
Well, that's right. That's what they've talked about in California is how did they...
Which is why everybody rushed over to Nevada years ago.
Well, that's right. No state income tax there, for example. But California has such a major problem in terms of the businesses leaving, of people just being fed up. They're done. Gene Simmons the other day, I saw this. He's fed up. He's done. He's moving out of California.
You mean from KISS?
Gene Simmons from KISS, that's okay. Right. He's a very astute business guy and everything, and he's had it with everything going on in California.
Okay. So anyway, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens then. By the way, the leisure and hospitality pay is surged to a new record. Now will the workers come back to work? We're looking at people that are working waiting tables going to get paid $10 an hour.
Right.
Waiting tables.
That's right. Well, I mean, you've got a lot of employers trying to do anything they can to entice people to come and work. And certainly in the service industry and so forth, it's not easy. And so they're finding they really do have to entice them, if they're, especially if they're getting, continuing to get that extra money that they've been getting of late.
Well, that's all going to come to a real screeching halt pretty quick. It already has started. Now, Amazon, just to give you an example, is paying some of their highest paid employees $37 an hour to start. And those are the aircraft maintenance technicians that we talk about with the National Aviation Academy.
Well, that's right, because of everything happening with Amazon's delivery. I mean, they're just becoming a major.
They keep adding transportation hubs with the planes and all that.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, that business is booming completely.
By the way, they're going to be delivering groceries by air soon.
That's right, and by drones, and, you know, there's a pizza place that's, you know, delivering evidently with the self-driving little vehicle. Or they've
advertised. Yeah, how do you deliver a pizza? Just drop it straight down?
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, gee whiz.
You have to land the drone.
That's right. Or they could be programmed to land in a particular place for buildings or for backyards. And, you know, I think in the not too distant future, we'll see these things flying through the sky everywhere you go, just delivering stuff.
Well, if all you got to do is look up when you hear something going, look up, and it's not a bug.
No, it's a sandwich.
It's a drone.
Right.
I saw one flying down my street, my main street out here, right out in front of me, you know, where I was at. And I heard it, and I looked up, and I said, what the hell? And there it was flying just above the power lines.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and real estate people use these things all the time to get those aerial shots of properties. And stuff.
Well, that might have been what was going on, because there was some stuff around me that's for sale, so I don't know, but still, it was flying right down, right over the top of the power lines.
Yep.
And you could hear it. And it wasn't that big. I would say it's probably 6 to 8 foot around, what I
mm-hmm.
saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know it had the cameras. All right, well, let's see here. One more story, and let me see what it is. The Pentagon says there will be no LGBTQ pride flag flown on a military base anywhere.
Interesting, because I think they're already being flown at consulates and I think embassies to some degree. I've seen some of the footage that's come from some of these different places.
The military said not only no, they said hell no.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, but again, you know, the flag in and of itself, it should encompass all the things, the values, and the inclusivity that America
right.
has.
Hold your thoughts here, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch. When we come back, guess what? Somebody is not going to give any money to the Republicans because of something they've done. We're going to tell you who the somebody is and where that's going. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says President Biden views recent ransomware attacks as a national security concern. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency is currently investigating about 100 ransomware cases. He told the Wall Street Journal that many of them are tied to criminals living in Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says recent attacks targeting gas and beef suppliers have raised national security concerns.
Feels new to us over the last couple of weeks, but it has been increasing rapidly around the world over the last several years.
She says President Biden will raise the issue of cybersecurity with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two meet in Geneva later this month. He'll also meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, you know, I think I just might take it away here. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, who's waiting patiently on the phone line for me to get back to him. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Geico. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. And Geico is kind of like a one-stop for those of you that haven't been able to really get somewhere and see what they could do to save you money. Now, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And while you're there, get a price for the truck you're driving, the car you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got a boat, maybe you got something else, an ATV, an RV, and you can get all that done, taken care of over there. And the great thing about it is if you combine that with your homeowner's policy for, say, your house, or you combine that with your renter's insurance or even your condo insurance, you can get a bundle, and that'll save you a bunch more money, too. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they can do to save you money. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle, it's time for us to play an Edwards Notebook. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
The founding of our beloved republic and the growth of Christ's glorious church share some inspiring parallels. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Consider that America's founders gathered at Independence Hall on July 4, 1776 to establish a nation that would be a beacon of hope and freedom to countless millions throughout the generations. Similarly, Christ's disciples gathered in Jerusalem to establish a church destined to take the hope of the gospel to the ends of the earth. The book of Acts recounts the bold steps of faith the apostles took after they were filled with the power of Holy Spirit. God used them to establish an ever-growing community of believers that models Christianity and virtue and faith in the dark, sin-filled world of today. Just as America's founding fathers did, those early Christians faced many challenges, real dangers, and much opposition. But by God's grace, as well as with prayer, hard work, and steadfast reliance on the Almighty, they took the truth of the gospel to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. Even today, the gospel of Jesus is the only hope for true peace upon which sovereign individuals and nations can rely. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, there you go. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, you know, Kyle never ceases to amaze me where he comes up with some of these topics.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's Ron, and we love him. Absolutely. Yep.
Yep. Well, here we go. J.P. Morgan, you know who they are, right?
Of course, yes.
J.P. Morgan Chase, for example, is the bank. They've halted donations to Republicans who objected to the 2020 election certification.
Yes, that's what we understand. Now, they will start up to other lawmakers, we understand, here very soon. But if the only criteria is any lawmaker who ever objected to the certification of an election, well, they need to go back and find out some others who would have objected to, oh, I don't know, Donald Trump's election back in 2016 and so forth. So,
or maybe John F. Kennedy.
Or maybe John F. Kennedy and
Richard
so forth.
Nixon.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, they're jumping on this bandwagon, which is becoming sort of a corporate bandwagon in many respects, in that they're beginning to sort of throw in with the Democrat power structure. So, again, you know, under the guise of, well, this was a, you know, they supported an insurrection. No, by objecting, because there's a process by which lawmakers can object. The process plays out. They weren't inciting a revolution. They were objecting in a very cogent, normal fashion, and yet they're going to be hung out to dry, you know, with these kinds of donations. But I think a little bit more time under the Biden-Harris administration, Captain, some of these corporate, you know, CEOs and so forth may say to themselves, uh-oh, you know, well, wait a minute, if this isn't what we signed on for.
Well, here comes an uh-oh here. A House Republican has floated a criminal investigation into little Dr. Fauci in front of some folks at a committee in the House. Don't know if this is going to pan out or not, but the public sentiment is there for this to be done.
Well, right. And do you see how quickly it's all turned? You know, of course, there are those who continue to deify Fauci, loud Fauci. Fauci can do no wrong. He is really the de facto leader of the United States.
You mean like the White House?
Well, of course, exactly, or even those in the media. Some of the media will be doing this.
Yeah, but you heard what Jen Psaki said, right?
Oh, that he was a valuable asset or something like that?
Under no circumstances will Biden fire Dr. Fauci.
Well, yeah. That's
under no circumstances. That's pretty carte blanche there.
That's right. Well, that's famous last words, you know, in many respects. We've heard that kind of thing before. But yeah. And she's saying that, yep. I think, precisely because the public sentiment's turning. Yep.
And then Meghan McCain on The View, you got to love her. She says, and I don't watch The View, but this is what was said. She says, Dr. Fauci clearly wanted to be a Kardashian.
Well, he certainly obtained an unbelievable star status. And then it became, because he became such a major celebrity, quote unquote, then anything he said was just gold. And there was no critical thinking applied by most in the media to what he was saying, how he was saying it, and comparing it to what he had said before. You know, and so it just has become an article of faith to say, well, Fauci has said it. therefore we shall believe it kind of a thing.
Well, here's something Joe Biden said. Are we supposed to believe it? Wait till you hear this one. Joe Biden yesterday mistakenly boasted about the COVID deaths being up.
Yeah, but he said cases were down and deaths were up. One can only imagine what he might have been thinking about in his head when he said that, because I guess if you have deaths are up, which they're not, then that would mean less cases. But it just, you know, trying to make it funny, but it's not funny, because when Joe Biden was saying that, he was deadly serious about the whole thing and didn't catch it.
He needs another Hostess Twinkie.
Or something. But I was just going to say, but he's just trying to come out and say everything's great, you know.
And before I go to the caller, folks, once again, the economy, the jobs report, we were supposed to have 650,000 jobs. We had 559,000. And Joe Biden came out and said, well, we've had another record report. We're just got another record. No, you don't. The record you've got is for having the economy tank faster than any other president in history.
That's right, but as the key word is spin.
Okay, here we go. Good morning to Eric in Seminole.
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
And I apologize because you only got a minute.
Hey, Roger that. No sweat. I appreciate the opportunity, as always. Real quick regarding Dr. Fauci and the elusive Bill Gates and some of those other knuckleheads. Personally, and you've talked about this on the show, we've all talked about this, and probably for the past 16 months, because of the suppression of open source information that was, many people can look it up, that were from overseas news sources that suddenly, for whatever reason, Facebook decided that it was fake news, et cetera. All those stories are panning out to be 100% accurate and true. And I believe that Dr. Fauci, in my opinion, should be criminally investigated and potentially referred to the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity because of the massive amount of shutdown. People look to him globally. He's not just the head of, the spokesperson for the United States here in the United States. People listen to him globally. That lab in Wuhan would not have been set up without CDC, NIH, and other international organizations sanctioning and for biosafety standards, et cetera, if he didn't get the nod to it. And there's other things to that. And how does Bill Gates factor into this? In my opinion, he was the mouthpiece for the alleged so-called vaccines. People can debate whatever it is. I'm not going to get into that right now. But here's the thing. Bill Gates suddenly going, the word had come out that he's under Microsoft. He left Microsoft because of sexual harassment issues sexual...
And those plane rides with Epstein.
Right. Well, some of that stuff, too, I'm not going to get into that either, but you know where I'm going with that. But the thing is now suddenly he's involved with nuclear power plants and nuclear power generation facilities with Warren Buffett in the state of Wyoming, with Mark Gordon, the governor, signing off on a natrium reactor. Here's the thing with this. He's out of the picture. Now he's moving to regulate nuclear power to the western states.
You're going to get cut off. You just now got cut off. Sorry about that. Okay, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch continues. Kyle, we are going to do the Trucker's Highway Bible Report.
That's right.
All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more. Don't go anywhere on the Captain's America Third Watch with the Trucker's Highway Bible Report.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Appreciate you very much doing that for us up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Up the road just a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, there in Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight. Thank you for being the watchman on the wall for us. Now, this portion of the program, Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Become a member of the Drivers Club. Get yourself some points for not only the fuel you buy, but the food you buy and the supplies you buy in the trucker store. We'll tell you all about that right after we tell you about the weather. But here we go.
Some of the guys. I got could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Alrighty, 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I remember those days, I'll tell you what. And of course, I was just a little time trucker. I wasn't a big time trucker. I had a bunch of trucks, and my wife and I were very selective about the trips that we took there, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I remember you're saying, yeah.
Yep. Now, let me read this. Got a hot weekend on tap, heavy rain threat too. The western heat wave is going to gradually begin to relax some and relocate today through the weekend. A large dome of high pressure with a position will position itself across the upper Midwest into the northeastern U.S. and may feature some potential record warmth. Now, meanwhile, a very slow-moving system will likely produce storms, heavy rain, and possibly flooding for the next several days along the west central Gulf Coast. Definitely got a bunch of rain there tonight. Definitely got flooding going on. So what's going on out there where you're at, Kyle?
Well, yes, Captain, for our friends up in Reno, Carson City, South Lake Tahoe, you got a lake wind advisory tonight. So if you're coming across I-80 heading towards California, you're going to be dealing with that wind advisory. Also, of course, we've got heat warnings continuing. We've got heat warnings around southern Nevada, of course, around Las Vegas. This stretches down towards Kingman. Las Vegas may be cooling off just a little bit as we head towards Monday, coming out of the triple digits into the high 90s. So that's a good thing to know. But also, up in the state of Wyoming tonight, we do have an aerial flood watch. This is in the area of Cody, Wyoming, a little east of that and a little west of I-90. And if you're coming across US 20 up in that area, you've got that to contend with. You've got a lot of snow melt coming, so some of those rivers could start to overflow. Also, excessive heat warning for our friends in Salt Lake City, and it looks like they might also be seeing a little bit of a cooling trend, according to the forecast. Saturday looks like they'll have 95, but cooling down through Sunday and into Monday down to 89. So it's not much, but hopefully it'll be enough to have a little bit of a cooler factor going through there, Captain.
All righty. Well, we'll start in the north. I'll go up there into Minnesota and about central Minnesota, right along the border with Wisconsin. You got yourself some rain and some flood watches and warnings in there. Maybe a severe thunderstorm or two in the mix by the looks. And that's still going on, been going on for a couple hours there. Over in Wisconsin, along the western shore of Lake Michigan, from Green Bay all the way to Chicago, you've got fog tonight, be aware of that. Coming out of Chicago over into Gary East over into Michigan, probably about 20 or 30 miles into Michigan, you've got fog along I-94 and I-90. And then going north right there along the eastern side of Lake Michigan, you've got fog as well and some windy conditions up north of there. In the upper end of Michigan tonight. And then over there, our friends over in eastern Michigan in the boot on AM 660, you've got some fog there where you're at. It wraps itself around to Toledo, too, so be careful there. And then, of course, coming on down the Mississippi River, I'll take us all the way down to Arkansas where I can see some small stream flooding east of Little Rock and along the border pretty much just inside the river ranks about 10, 15 miles of the Mississippi River. And then we've got rain. Okay, now the rain starts at about the Louisiana line on I-10. Goes all the way across I-10, all the way across I-12, all the way to Pascagoula, Mississippi right now. So be advised, flood watches, flood warnings, rain, and that's going to be that way for today, tonight, and probably tomorrow, as that moves to the east a little bit, but moving very slowly, Kyle.
That's exactly right, yes.
And then I got a couple more areas, southwestern Pennsylvania, I-70 coming into the state. You've got fog there. And if you're coming up out of West Virginia on I-77 tonight, you've got fog coming up there out of West Virginia up towards Pittsburgh. And then we got fog, looks like, along the Chesapeake Bay area. And we've got some scattered fog from Maine all the way down around to New York City and Long Island. pretty much ocean fog there, and then a little bit of fog down there around the Chesapeake Bay, and that's about it.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly. Man, a little bit of fog just around Boston as well, too, I can see.
All righty. Well, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay. Now we go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Who is this high level, or how much do you know, about the high level ranking defector from China that has been working with our DIA for about 3 months or so?
Well, I don't know that that name is out there. But I'm not completely convinced of the story. I find it rather remarkable that we would have a defector that is under the protection of DIA and not CIA. Something is just very wrong there. That's not what DIA does. But, on the other hand, I know Adam Housley has reported that. He is a former Fox contributor, and he is generally very reliable, and he has given some credence to the story. So, I don't know. Can't really answer that one.
It's come from Newsmax, it's come from Fox, it's come from Breitbart. Three different reporters,
Well, they all picked up the same. They all picked up the same story.
Yep.
It's not that they each got some kind of insight to it.
No.
It all came from the same place.
Yeah, and the story is the same from all three, so that's the one.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Sometimes they switch it around. So we'll just have to wait and see what's going on, because this is, to say it's interesting is the understatement of the year, I guess.
Pretty much.
Now, I'm going to get into little Dr. Fauci and the noose that's tightening around his neck, but not until after the break. But right now, just for the heck of it, I want to toss this out there. The Nevada governor, Sisolak, signed a law yesterday allowing permanent mail-in voting. That is destined for nothing but trouble.
Well, we have to look at how that is going to happen and what the stipulations are. I mean, Florida, for the most part, has permanent mail-in voting for those that are on the mail request.
Yeah, absentee.
Yeah, so we have to slow down on that one and see what happens.
Hold on, folks. Coming right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Right after the top of the hour news break, and your station's get a chance to pay a few of their own bills. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.